Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile.
Thank you for joining me today. This is episode 405. It's going to be a beautiful day. And before we go too far, let me remind you, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. Or you can go to my Facebook page, Dr. Kvitko and Associates, and like us. That would be awesome. So today with us in the studio, it's not really in the studio, what we have is Carly Redd. Carly Redd here, she's been on the show before. She was here a couple of years ago. And we were going to do in the studio, but her schedule is just so crazy that we had to do it at the dental office. So
yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So Carly came in to have some dental work done, and we realized that you keep getting these texts from your management that says you have to be here and you have to be there, right?
Yeah, it's a crazy schedule.
Okay, so she has to fly out quickly or sooner than we thought. So we decided to just set it up in the office and then we'll just air it on the appropriate day, right? Because you can't be here at 7:30 in the morning on a Sunday, right?
But this is fun.
This is
fun.
Doing
it in the office.
So, all right. So we did a little bit of dental work for you a couple years ago. But I think a lot's changed in your life since then. Tell me what's gone on since from the time you left here last time. I mean, like every day. Every day. We've got 735 days to talk about.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, no. Just tell me. What's been going on with you?
Oh, so much has happened since I've seen you. I mean, you know, I'm still on the show, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta.
That's right,
Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. I'm in the movie Top 5. And one of the reasons I'm here is because, remember, Playboy and someone from the media contacted you. So I was like, oh, I need to come back and straighten up my teeth and make sure I'm okay. So I'm doing the cover of Playboy.
It's a cover?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
They don't tell me anything.
No.
It's going to be the cover.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
But yeah, I'm doing Playboy, and man, so much other stuff that we can't really disclose yet. But yeah, it's a lot going on.
Okay. Okay, and you have a store?
Mm-hmm. I have,
You forgot the store?
Yeah. I have stores. I have stores in the malls. I have a store in the mall in Atlanta at the Stonecross Mall, and I have another store in the mall in L.A. It's called Mansion at the Westfield Culver City Mall.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what they're all called, Mansion?
No.
Oh,
one is called Mercy.
Mercy.
And the other one's called Mansion. And now I'm getting ready to put a store in Miami in the mall there.
So that's where you were. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I wondered about that.
Yeah.
And so are you naming it after the Playboy Mansion? Is that why you named it that?
No, I didn't think about that. I didn't think about that.
And what
that,
do you sell in your store?
Women's clothes, men's clothes, accessories, shoes, everything.
Okay.
Purses.
Men's stuff?
Yeah, I have a few men's things.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, we did some cosmetic work for you back then.
Yes.
And we've just done some more.
Yes.
To get ready for the Playboy shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Because if in the media, on I think it was in the New York Post, it said because you figure that everybody's going to be looking at your teeth, right?
Yeah.
And you're doing Playboy.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
I'm not sure people are going to be looking at your teeth.
No, they will.
Oh, they will?
They will.
Okay, eventually?
No, it's like if one thing is wrong, then it's like, people pay attention to something.
Okay, so they're going to like critique every part of your body.
Yeah.
Okay. No, no, don't get me wrong. Obviously, I think cosmetic dentistry is important. That's why we do it. And it's one of the favorite things that I do. But and by the way, how do you think it's affected you and your career, the fact that you have a beautiful smile and you can just smile out loud, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, in the world that we have live in now, everything is social media, everything is, you know, you can get to people like me public figures easily. And right. I was just tired of people saying shark teeth and this and that. And so
So it gave you that confidence to not have to worry about that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we call it social media. We ought to call it antisocial, because as soon as you post something, you got all the haters, right?
It's crazy.
It gives them an outlet.
Yeah.
I guess people can do that in the privacy of their own home and not worry about it. Okay.
Yeah, they're media thugs.
They're what?
Social media thugs.
Oh, thugs. Is that what it is? Okay, that's a good way of looking at it. So how important do you think a person's smile is to their overall success and well-being? And I've put well-being in there because it's very important that people be comfortable in their own skin, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard to be if you aren't willing to smile out loud, if you aren't willing to smile. You know, some people do this. They smile like that, put their head down, or they put their hand up. And those people tend to turn out to be introverted, right? They're afraid to really open up in a social setting. How would you say it's affected you?
Well, I mean, like I said before, you know, now I can feel comfortable being on television and with, you know, millions of people. We have about 4 to 8 million viewers.
You do?
Yeah.
That's more than the CBS Early Show. Did you know that? The CBS Early Show. I know that because they mentioned my name on it once when Ted Williams was on. And I looked it up. They have 1 million viewers.
Oh, wow.
You guys have four times the viewers of that?
4 to 8, depending
really?
On the day.
Wow.
And because you have so many millions of viewers watching you, you need to look great. Because, I mean, the most important thing is the headshot.
Right.
It's right here.
Yeah. Everybody looks at your face
mm-hmm.
first. I think
face
universal.
First, and then.
And then, exactly.
Yeah.
I think you're right, yeah. So people that don't want to be models and aren't going to be on TV, they should be concerned about it as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So give them a chance to socialize better, interact, and just
be... Yeah, because I know a friend, like you said, that he's always like
he does that, huh?
Yeah, he does that. And
well, you should send him here. Send him a ticket. He can come and fix him.
Yeah, he always does that, and I'm like...
Are you going to call him on it? You can't?
If I have time.
let me just say she won't have time. Best I can tell, she won't have time. So you've been on TV, you did a movie.
But I did tell Carlos to come here, remember?
That's right, Keith mm-hmm. Carlos, first mm-hmm. male winner of America's Next Top Model.
Yeah.
And actually, he'll be back, because what we did for him is going to take a couple visits. Can't do it all in one, like what we were talking about with you earlier.
Because
Carly has some more dental work that she needs.
Yeah.
And
we're not going to talk about that.
We won't talk about what you need, but we're trying to figure out how to get her back so that we can actually do it, you know,
mm-hmm.
and get it done before it becomes an issue. Because what I tell people is, and I think you understand this now, is there are a lot of things that go on in our mouth that we don't know are going on.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it doesn't hurt, right?
Yeah.
So nothing hurts, so people think I must be healthy. And the reality is...
The moment it hurts...
Take it from a reality star. The reality is, it's not true, right?
No, it's not.
It's not true. So, and we were talking about... Actually, I don't know if I can mention this or not, but we were talking about a tooth, and there's a cavity involved. And your first question to me was... Do you remember what you asked me?
How long will that procedure take?
No, or? That was your second question. First question was, do I have to have it out?
Oh,
remember?
Yeah. Do I have to have the teeth... Pulled.
You have to have it pulled, and I'm thinking, why would you think that? But here we go. I mean, it is true. Most people these days automatically assume, okay, I've got a cavity. I guess I have to get that one pulled. And I think sometimes it's because their parents did that, because maybe they felt like they couldn't afford it or whatever, and so it was always cheaper to get it out, they thought. But I want people to know that it's cheaper to save your tooth, because if you factor in the cost of like an implant, a root canal, all those different things, it always costs more than actually saving it. Okay, mm-hmm. I don't know if you knew that.
Right.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I'm pretty smart.
I know that. Yeah, no, really. And so you have a couple things coming up that you can't tell us about,
mm-hmm.
right? When will you be able to tell this? Can I mention it on the show in 2 weeks?
Yeah, no, 2 weeks will be exact, actually.
About 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
We can go
some
back
good
on
stuff.
And say... Maybe we can get you to call in. Maybe you can do a call in.
I would love to call in.
Okay. Are you ever up at 7:30 in the morning?
Always up.
I know. I was asking, I was being facetious because I know for sure that she is.
I'm always up. I never sleep.
You never sleep?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Yeah, from what I can tell and from looking at your itinerary, I believe you. Yeah, that's really awesome. But you know what? Successful people, they don't get that way by sleeping in. It's true. You don't become successful by sleeping in. Would you agree?
No, I totally agree.
I mean, you just don't. If you want to be successful, then...
If you want to be successful, don't sleep. No, I'm just kidding.
All right. So you know that we do a Dr. Kavitko's question of the day each week, right? And we're going to do that soon. So we do this question of the day each week, and we're going to do it soon. But what it is people are going to be able to call in, and they're going to win flowers from Weissdember Florist. But before we do it, and by the way, I always like to remind people of what the question is. I want to make it easy on them, you know. So I think the question's going to be, is Carly Red ever up at 7:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
Okay? So it's going to be like true or false. Is Carly Red ever up at 7:30 in the morning, all right? And so, but before we do the question, we want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
You know I can't smile without you. I can't smile without you.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right, like I mentioned, the winner's going to receive free flowers from Weissdember Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call 459-9769. The question is Carly Red ever awake at 7:30 in the morning on Sunday? Okay?
Sure.
So that's going to be the question. Oh, I don't have to give them the answer. We'll have to edit that out. Or maybe they weren't listening. Anyway, so the number to call, 459-9769, 459-9769, so go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kavitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kavitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kavitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kavitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kavitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kavitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko, let's go!
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kavitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kavitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kavitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kavitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
All right, so we're back, and during the break we got our winner. Our winner is Monica from Westerville. Monica from Westerville called in, and she had the correct answer, which was true, right? You mm-hmm. are usually up early in the morning because of your crazy, crazy schedule,
mm-hmm.
right?
It's so true.
So how many hours of sleep do you think you've had in the last 5 days?
Oh, man. I've been in a different city every day for the past 5 days.
Hold that thought while you're thinking. I just forgot. Monica, you need to stay on the line so my producer can get your information and make sure you get the flowers from Weissdember, okay? So don't hang up. And the rest of you, the other three that called, call next week because you can try again. Okay, so anyway, how many hours do you think? 5 days?
I don't know. I've been sleeping on planes.
Sleeping on planes? Is that a movie named that? Oh, that's Snakes on Planes.
I need to do a movie called Sleeping on Planes.
Sleeping on Planes? Yeah, I don't sleep very well on planes. It's very loud.
Yeah?
Very loud. That noise in the background, you can sleep through that?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't gnash your teeth, do you?
No. No.
I would. All right. So, now, I want to play a little song for you. I want you to tell me about it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead and play that.
Smile, your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's raging. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. Smile through the pain and sorrow. What? Smile, and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through. For you.
Okay. Oh my gosh, that was my favorite part in the movie.
Was it really?
Yeah. People had thought my part in the movie was their favorite part, but that was my favorite part in the movie. No, it really was.
So that's a DMX. Mm-hmm. It's on the movie Top 5 with Chris Rock, mm-hmm. right? And I think it was released last December.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it fun to do?
Yes. Yes. First of all, it was more than fun. It was a really, really great experience. A lot of people thought that the sex scene was me. It wasn't me.
Wasn't you? Used it was a body double? Mm-hmm. Really? I haven't seen the movie.
They casted a body double.
Really?
Which was fine. You know, I just needed to, anything that was from here up.
Right.
From like maybe breast area up was me. Everything else wasn't. But it was great. It was a great experience. Oh my gosh. Chris Rock directed his own movie.
Right.
And but that DMX part was my favorite part. Oh my gosh. And every time I see the movie again, that's my favorite part.
He can sing better than that, we know. And in fact, just for my listeners, I'm going to play the way the song's supposed to be sung. Let's listen to that. You know who that is?
Natalie Cole. No, not Natalie Cole. Is it?
Her dad.
Her dad.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was Nat King Cole's
Nat
version.
King Cole, yes.
Yeah, Nat King Cole. Natalie Cole's dad.
Dad.
So, anyway, yeah. So, you have any other movies coming up that we can talk about? Or?
Yeah, I'm in a movie called 30 Days in Atlanta. I forgot to mention it. Oh, Lord.
30 Days in Atlanta.
Yeah, and that movie has been playing on all the airplanes. Of course, I know this because I'm always on a plane. But, yeah, it's playing on airplanes. Delta, United, American, every airplane. 30 Days in Atlanta is being played.
So, tell me about the character Rhonda. That's who you played in this movie. In Top 5. What was she like?
Rhonda was a prostitute, point blank. Okay. and at the end of her, you know, of her seeing Chris Rock, she's like, you know, you're supposed to pay me.
Uh-huh.
What happens with prostitutes? They get paid it, right?
Right.
And he's like, pay you for what? You're like an angel to me. She's like, okay, you know what? I'm going to get you in trouble. So, yeah, she got him arrested.
Like the Secret Service guys down in Mexico, wherever mm-hmm. that was, right?
Yeah.
So, anyway.
It was a fun, interesting movie. It's funny. It was top 3, actually.
It was?
In box office.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's cool. Okay, so I know we have one project we're going to find out in 2 weeks that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Are you traveling internationally?
Soon. The only place I'll probably go is Trinidad soon.
Trinidad.
I need a vacation.
Oh, for vacation?
No, I need a vacation. I'm not going there for a vacation, but I need a vacation. Oh, you know what?
What?
No, I am going to Haiti next week.
Okay.
I forgot about that.
What are you
going to
do?
I'm going to Haiti because I'm going to give away school supplies. And,
awesome.
And, you know, a friend of mine is building a school in Haiti, and a bunch of celebrities got together, and we're all going down there to give food, school supplies, and you should come.
That's neat. In Haiti?
In Haiti. It's
going to
be
been.
Friday, Saturday. It's like about how many celebrities. We're all getting together and, you know, and going.
Interesting.
I think that's not this week, but the week after.
Mm. I need a little more notice than that.
I know. I know. You're
but I would
busy.
Come otherwise. I would come
yeah,
otherwise.
Yeah, I promised I was going, so I have to, you know. Yeah, and it's going to do something good for my heart.
There is a charity locally called Touch, MCS Touch, and my wife and I donated school supplies. They have a back-to-school rally.
Oh, wow.
And about, I want to say, 300 or 400 children got free school supplies that day.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And I went out, did registration, and we bought some of the supplies and helped make sure they got handed out. So we did it on a smaller scale.
Oh, that's good. It's still going to be nice. That's still, it doesn't matter. As long as you're giving, it doesn't matter small or big.
How long will you be there?
I leave Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, come back Monday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not too bad.
No,
that's not too
just
bad.
For a weekend.
You guys all staying at the same hotel? Or?
Yeah. All of us are staying at the same hotel. Probably be, I think Q from 112 is going. He's an R&B singer. Who else is going? A few celebrities. Some reality stars are probably going. And yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Okay, sounds neat.
But we're all going for one cause.
Help the kids, it's great to help kids because it's not their fault. You don't get to pick your parents. You know what I mean by that? And it's not that the parents are bad people, but they're struggling. They have financial woes right now, and so the kids kind of get caught up in that.
But I think ever since, you know, that situation happened in Haiti.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Was there a hurricane?
Yeah, it's gotten worse. So. Yeah.
They've never recovered from it, right?
Not as much as they should have, you know.
Now, since you were here last, we changed the name of the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's now called The Reasons We Smile. So I decided, and since you were in the movie Top 5, we're going to ask you the top 5 reasons you smile. So I'm going to give you a little bit of time to think about it. I think we have time for maybe one or two of them right now before we go to break. And then when we come back, we can hear the others. So what would be one of the top 5 reasons that you smile?
So that I can, I mean, for myself, really. If, number one, you know, you always want to satisfy you.
Right.
And me, you know, just so that I'm happy with myself. And when I look in the mirror, I look beautiful.
Okay.
Number one.
So one is being comfortable in your own skin, like we talked about.
Comfortable in my own skin.
And liking what you see when you look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's cool.
And, of course, two, one of the biggest reasons is I'm in the limelight. I'm a public figure. So the public sees my face. They see my smile. And I want them to say, I don't want them to have any negative things about it because it
right.
bothers you.
Right. You don't want them going on social media and saying like they used to.
Yeah.
Which is you had shark's
teeth and all that.
Other stuff, right? Because it hurts your feelings.
Yeah, it hurts your feelings.
So we have to go to break. You can hang with us, right? Because we think we have about another 4 or 5 minutes before this shows
good.
Up. We're good. Okay, you don't have to hop on a plane like right now?
Not right this second.
Well, that's good. Because you're flying when you leave here. Let me think. You're going to Atlanta, then you're going to L.A., and then where? You don't know.
Okay.
And by the way, even if she answers the question, she doesn't really know because she called me and said, okay, I'll be in Columbus on this day and time and on this airline. You get on the plane. Then I get a call from your business manager who says, Carly doesn't know it, but she's not going there anymore. she's going somewhere else.
Redirected
and
me
I
to
rebooked
Miami.
Her. So I knew you were rebooked before you did. How about that?
Yeah. By the time I got off the plane, she's like, you know, I'm going to Miami. Like, what? Fine.
So, well, we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to hear the other 3 things that make you smile, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we are intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in our vocabulary. We just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains. But with us, you get our 34 years of experience and our unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko & Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko & Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry. But at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko and Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588 or online at drkvitko.com.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Baby, you smile, I smile. Oh, whatever. You smile, I smile. Hey, hey, hey.
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. If you're just joining us, this is The Reasons We Smile, and with me is Carly Red from VH1's Love & Hip Hop Atlanta and Top 5 with Chris Rock and many, many other things to come, including a cover of Playboy,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, I'm doing a shoot for Playboy.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's neat. And when will that be out?
I don't know.
You don't
actually,
know?
No.
You think they'd want to tell you?
Yeah.
You just know when to show up, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And this is something you're really
and
excited about.
And I'm doing
about.
Some real big things with Playboy, so I'm excited.
Good.
I love Playboy. No, Playboy is like, it's a classic. It's
classy?
it's classy and classic.
Well, that's true.
Yeah,
it's like
it's like Marilyn Monroe and all the greats.
Okay, yeah. So tell me the other three of the top five reasons you smile.
Okay, top reasons I smile is because I don't want to frown.
Okay, good, good. And by the way, I did a show a couple weeks ago, or three or four. It was called The Physiology of a Smile. And guess what? When you smile, it lowers your blood pressure, increases serotonin, which makes you sleep better. And you can actually extend your life by 7 years by smiling, being positive, that sort of thing. Did you know that?
Isn't that
neat?
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to smile even more because I need extension. I need an extension.
So we have like being happy in your own skin.
Mm-hmm. Public figure.
Public figure. And what was the third one again?
I don't want to frown.
Don't want to frown. Good. Yeah. And then what's number four?
Number four.
I can do a drum roll. I'm a drummer. Do you want one?
Really? Are you a drummer? Oh, my.
Okay. Is that going to be too loud in that microphone? Anybody there? Anyway. I could do better with drumsticks, but anyway.
Gotcha.
Okay, so what's number four,
the reason why I smile is because my teeth look good.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. Well, that's actually a good one because you wouldn't be smiling, showing teeth, if you weren't happy with them.
Nope,
right?
I wouldn't.
And you wouldn't have flown all the way to Columbus from wherever you were.
Yep.
Were you in L.A. or Fort Lauderdale or Miami? You went all over the place.
Yes.
But anyway, just to come for like a little cosmetic tweak, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then the last one.
Reason why I smile.
I can actually think of a couple for you, but go ahead and see what you come up with.
Okay. The reason why I smile is because God is great.
Okay. Well, that's a good one. Yeah, you wouldn't leave that one out. But I was thinking your family.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you're so happy that you're going to be on Playboy would be another reason,
yeah,
right?
Because I don't want to frown.
Exactly. And maybe that other movie that you may or may not be in, but have things are looking pretty good, right? You got a call. Was it a callback for a movie?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got a callback, too.
Okay, so callbacks are good,
mm-hmm,
right?
No, it's great.
It
it's
means
great.
That
and
you
the
might.
Movie that I'm in right now called 30 Days in Atlanta.
Okay.
I'm about to do the sequel number two for
okay.
it.
But you've never...
It was... the highest grossing movie in Nigeria of all time.
Nigeria?
It's a Nigerian movie.
Oh.
And Vivica Fox is in it. Lynn Whitfield's in it. And a few other known actors. I was the lead in the whole movie. I carried the whole movie. And like I said, that's the movie that's playing on all the airlines right now.
Oh.
But it was the highest grossing movie of all time.
Wow.
Historic.
Really? That's
I got
really
a lot
special.
Of awards for that movie.
And the funny thing about that is you live in Atlanta,
mm-hmm,
but you haven't spent 30 days there in the last 2 years, have you?
No, I haven't.
So that movie's false advertising. No, but that sounds like it's a fun movie. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it's a good project, actually. No, yeah,
okay,
you need to
30 Days
it out.
In Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Highest right. grossing movie of all time in Africa.
Cool. Thank you so much for coming in for me.
Oh, that's it? I thought I was going to get to stay here. I wanted to stay here some more.
And... So we are out of time, and let me just remind folks, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kavitko. If you want to follow you on Twitter, Carly, what is it?
It's Carly Red, at Carly Red, KarlyReDD.
Awesome. And then go to my Facebook page and like us, Dr. Kavitko and Associates, and what do you want them to do for your Facebook page?
Same thing, Carly Red, KarlyReDD.
And she even has red underneath the bottom of her shoes. I know it's not on camera right now, but the bottom of her shoes are red. I think she had them custom made. All right, that's all the time we have.
Oh wait, since we recorded this a couple weeks ago, I'm now allowed to tell you what Carly's big news is, and that is that she is not only going to be posing for Playboy, she's going to have her own radio show on the Playboy channel. It's going to be a TV show. It's going to be a show about her doing a radio show, a little bit like Howard Stern used to be. Isn't that cool? All right. Well, that's all the time we have. That really is all the time we have. Be sure to join me right here next Sunday and every Sunday right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-
614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.